This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Tuesday morning, March 3rd, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Upside Gold commences trading on OTCQB Venture Market. Upside Gold Corporation announces the commencement of trading of its common shares on the OTCQB Venture Market in the United States under the symbol UGODDF. This move aims to broaden the company's exposure to U.S. investors and enhance trading accessibility and liquidity. CEO Sophie Sazer sees this listing as a crucial step in engaging a wider audience and executing the company's growth strategy.
Run Anywhere launches production-grade on-device AI platform to power enterprise-scale AI on devices. Run Anywhere launches a production-grade on-device AI platform allowing enterprises to deploy, manage, and scale multimodal AI applications directly on mobile and edge devices. The platform addresses the challenge of operating AI reliably across fragmented hardware environments at scale, offering a unified infrastructure layer, SDK, and centralized control plane for real-world deployment. Run Anywhere enables organizations to package full AI applications, coordinate multiple models, deploy across mixed fleets, push over-the-air updates, enforce governance policies, and monitor performance in real time.
Korea Inside retains Wild & Co. to help fuel the standardization of private capital markets infrastructure. Korea Inside has retained Wild & Co. to raise capital in a $40 million Series B offering. Former NASDAQ Vice Chairman David Wild IV will act as a day-to-day advisor. Wild & Co., a leader in capital markets and investment banking, is excited to lead manage Korea Inside's private placement, aligning with their vision to revolutionize private capital markets transactions. This move marks a significant step towards scaling tomorrow's private markets through technology.
Birch Tech completes uplisting following patent victory and expanded water business. Birch Tech Corporation completes uplisting to the NYSE American Exchange after a successful patent victory and expansion of its water business. The company announced a public offering of 6.25 million shares of common stock, valued at about $15 million. Birch Tech's recent achievements include a $78 million settlement from a patent lawsuit and significant progress in its air and water treatment solutions.
Narrow One appoints David Wambeke as Chief Business Officer. Concurrently completes insider purchase of 1 million shares to Narrow One Medical Technologies Corporation. Narrow One Medical Technologies Corporation has appointed David Wambeke as Chief Business Officer, and he has concurrently purchased 1 million shares of Narrow One common stock. Mr. Wambeke will lead the company's drug delivery program and work on advancing clinical development and commercialization strategies. His extensive experience in healthcare and capital markets signals a strong belief in the company's growth potential.
Renewal Fuels Inc., operating as American Fusion, highlights strategic imperative for domestic fusion energy as escalating U.S.-Iran conflict raises energy security risks. Renewal Fuels, Inc., operating as American Fusion, emphasizes the critical need for domestic fusion energy amidst escalating U.S.-Iran conflict, highlighting energy security risks. Recent military tensions in the Middle East underscore the vulnerability of global energy systems dependent on fossil fuels. American Fusion continues to advance its Texatron platform, aiming to provide clean, domestically sourced baseload power in a strategic response to geopolitical uncertainties.
Meridian Holdings, Inc., formerly Golden Matrix Group, Inc., announces commencement of trading under new ticker MRDN.CM. Meridian Holdings, Inc., formerly Golden Matrix Group, Inc., has announced the commencement of trading under its new ticker symbol MRDN. The company, known for its online gaming and e-commerce platforms, completed a post-1-for-12 reverse split and name change. With the new ticker symbol in effect, Meridian shares will now trade as MRDN.N on the stock market. For more details, refer to the company's recent filing with the SEC.
Trailbreaker Resources announces increase to flow-through financing from $3 million to $3,500,000. Trailbreaker Resources Limited announces an increase and its flow-through financing from $3 million to $3.50 million. The non-brokered private placement offering has been oversubscribed by $500,000, totaling up to $3.50 million. The offering includes the sale of CMETC FEET units and FEET units to fund critical mineral exploration expenses. The company plans to use the proceeds to advance its exploration projects. Mitch Gould's memoir, The Blonde, The Ferrari, and The Quan Bridges, Entrepreneurship in Hollywood Through Celebrity Gift Experience. Entrepreneur Mitch Gould's memoir, The Blonde, The Ferrari, and The Quan, sheds light on the real-world business, risk, and relationships behind celebrity culture. Selected for inclusion in this year's Everyone Wins nominee gift bags, the memoir offers a cinematic journey from Gould's Brooklyn roots to high-profile partnerships across industries. Gould's career, marked by collaborations with athletes and public figures, highlights the intersection of entrepreneurship and entertainment in the celebrity gift experience.
Expanding property management services in Brooklyn, Landlord Management New York, a property management company in Brooklyn, expands services to support landlords facing complex NYC rental regulations. With a focus on compliance, tenant screening, maintenance, and financial management, the company aims to ease the challenges of property ownership in a changing market. Contact Landlord Management New York at 895 Fulton Street, Brooklyn, for expert assistance.
Experience 28 years of patient-first care at Fleetwood Dental. Experience 28 years of patient-first care at Fleetwood Dental. Dr. Ariel Stein, a highly regarded dentist in Mount Vernon, has been providing exceptional dental care for over 28 years at Fleetwood Dental. Known for his commitment to patient-first care, Dr. Stein offers innovative dental solutions that prioritize patient needs and comfort. Learn more at fleetwooddental.net.
Arif Patel Dubai launches multi-million dollar fund to support emerging entrepreneurs. Arif Patel Dubai has launched a multi-million dollar fund to support emerging entrepreneurs in high-growth sectors like energy, financial services, and technology. The fund aims to provide early-stage capital, mentorship, and advisory access to startups with strong operational models and long-term growth potential. This initiative is designed to bridge capital gaps and promote sustainable and scalable ventures, emphasizing stability and long-term wealth generation.
Century 21 brand expands in upstate New York with latest Rochester affiliation. Century 21 Real Estate LLC expands its brand in upstate New York with the latest affiliation of Sharon Quadier Realty in Rochester. Led by founder Sharon Quadier and her children, Brittany and Brad, the full-service boutique brokerage brings decades of local market expertise to Monroe County residents. Now operating as Century 21 Apex, the Quadierts aim to provide enhanced resources and grow their business beyond their community.
Attorney Joseph J. Russell announces launch of Russell Law, LLC. Attorney Joseph J. Russell has launched Russell Law, LLC, a divorce and family law firm in Red Bank, NJ. With over 20 years at Willens, Goldman, and Spitzer, PA, Joe brings a wealth of experience to his new venture. Amy Francis, Esquire, joins as a founding partner, alongside experienced paralegals Heather Chang and Rachel Castellano. For more information, visit their office or contact them at 732-327-0933.
Executive leader Craig A. Fleming argues leadership development, not products, is the true growth engine in direct sales. Executive leader Craig A. Fleming argues that leadership development, not products, is the true growth engine in direct sales. In his new book, Leadership Development, The Business of Building People, Fleming emphasizes the importance of building a sustainable leadership infrastructure for long-term organizational durability. He highlights the need for structured leadership development to combat high attrition, leadership burnout, culture dilution, and succession instability in direct selling organizations.
The HK International Diamond, Gem, and Pearl Show opens today, while the HK International Jewelry Show starts Wednesday. Organized by the HKTDC, the shows feature over 4,000 exhibitors from 40-plus countries, with 70% from outside Hong Kong. The Diamond, Gem, and Pearl Show highlights top-tier raw materials, including a debut pavilion from Zhushan Turquoise. The jewelry show will showcase finished pieces, with special pavilions and designer zones. Free shuttle buses will facilitate visits between the two venues.
Dr. Andrew Johnson III calls for workforce education overhaul to bridge America's skills gap. Dr. Andrew Johnson III, Dean of Workforce Instruction at Lone Star College, University Park, urges a transformation in workforce education to address America's skills gap. Highlighting the need for adaptability and industry partnerships, Johnson emphasizes the role of community colleges in bridging the gap between education and employment. Data shows a decline in job postings requiring a college degree, and employers struggling to find skilled talent, emphasizing the urgency for change.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.